Falling upwards, globalist politicians spectacularly rejected by own electorate favorite to lead NATO. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 23, 2024. Both the United States and the United Kingdom have come out to support outgoing Dutch Prime Minister, the Trump whisperer Mark Rutte, to be the next Secretary General of the NATO alliance, suggesting the globalist politician will fall upward into the key role. NATO's key players, including the US, UK, France, and Germany, have come out in support of Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The veteran globalist lawmaker has clung onto power in his native Denmark for nearly 14 years through a series of precarious coalition governments. But his era is finally coming to an end after a massive upheaval in last year's national elections saw right-wing populist Geert Wilders come first place. That Wilders' forthright positions on matters like mass migration and nationalism repudiate everything a soft-right centrist globalist like Rutte has stood for. And the success of other insurgent populist parties like the anti-green agenda farmer movement really underlines the degree to which Dutch voters rejected the Rutte platform. But he need not fear boredom in retirement, as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, is searching for a new Secretary General. The position's term stands at 4 years, but that can be renewed. NATO could find Rutte at the tiller for years to come. Incumbent Jens Stoltenberg, a former prime minister of Norway, has been in the post almost 10 years and is due to retire in October. The Guardian reports the glowing words for Rutte from NATO capitals, including the US saying President Biden strongly endorses him for the role, and the United Kingdom saying it strongly backs Rutte, saying he is well-respected across the alliance. Perhaps one of Rutte's greatest strengths for the job is his skill as what has been called the Trump whisperer, quite likely to be an important quality for the head of NATO in the coming years. While the men may not agree on their political views, Rutte has been diplomatic towards Trump in the past and even chided other European leaders for their non-stop criticism of the former president. In 2019, Rutte said he felt annoyed by the white wine-sipping elite who rolled their eyes at Trump's criticism of bodies like NATO, saying the president was right to point out they had problems and needed to improve. Rutte said then, rather than simply complaining Trump is very wrong on everything, it would be better to make use of Trump's presence to fix the flaws in multilateralism in NATO, the World Trade Organization, and the European Union. Last month, Rutte was standing apart from the European leadership class's opinions on Trump again, pointing out that, in fact, the former president was right to point out how little some European states pay for their defense, in defiance of their NATO treaty obligations. Amid the news cycle of commentators losing their heads over Trump's latest NATO comments, which, as a report at the time noted, the more grounded leaders realized should be taken seriously but not literally, Rutte had said we should stop moaning and whining and nagging about Trump.